This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. I'm Rich Bradbury. Today I'm in the studio with
Audrey Raj,
Frida Liu.
We're talking about whether or not a bad ad or bad marketing would turn you off from your favorite brand. We are asking for feedback from you guys via WhatsApp, via Instagram, and via Twitter. We've got some WhatsApp that I know Frida wants to refer to. Frida.
This is from 5039. Mixing fashion and slimming products has to be the worst combination ever.
Right.
They have to be quite insensitive if they're not considering the fact that there will be customers who are self-conscious. So how do you decide who to give a free sample gift to? Not sure if giving out as a blanket gift to everyone is a better or worse decision, because who should that person who is an exercise size think, I need to get thinner? Anyway, if they didn't manage to, I added that bit, if they didn't manage to stop and consider what this marketing activity may imply or how it would make their customers feel, then perhaps they're too profit focus versus customer focus. After all, what is the point of the free gift? Okay. So this is from Maggie. All right. So far, I can't recall any such boo-boos made by brands that I use, but there's a recent radio commercial that definitely put me off the service the company offered even before I got round to using it. Don't know why, but the jarring play of words starting with simply raised my hackles. Wonder whoever allowed that ad to be released. Okay,
moving on.
And then, no, one more. I think it's sad that the mistake was done by certain individuals' departments, but will impact the other people in the companies who just want to put food on the table.
Interesting. Anything over on Twitter?
Yeah, this is one here from Ramli Sirap, who says, Dumbino's forever. I guess he's still stuck on that Domino's forever story.
Right, we should probably move on. We've got one more for you.
Yeah, this is from Eugene saying, bad publicity could affect a whole community, but depending on how bad. I have a strong brand loyalty thing too. If the advert was intentionally bad, then yes, maybe I'll have second thoughts. But I do realise one thing, not many huge bad ad occurs. Just a little bit of mistakes or slightly offensive towards a small social group. These overly sensitive groups start spreading news because it doesn't go well with their views, hence creating unnecessary uproar. Y'all gotta chill.
Visit Truly Asia Malaysia, is that technically an ad?
Yes.
I mean, it is, right?
Yeah. Technically.
And straight away, it's like, I get that little, I'm a bit of a grammar person. You know, when I read it, I'm like, I know they're in different fonts. And I love the logo. It's just the copy is, it makes me...
Okay.
Anyway, moving swiftly along, Audrey, we are talking about outdated marketing tactics you need to leave in the past, right?
Yeah, so research shows that memories for negative experiences are more vivid than those for positive experiences. But maybe these negative experiences need to happen to you personally before they really stick. But, you know, if you're a marketer, it's hard to make a good impression on a customer, but it's really easy to make a bad impression, especially when it comes to marketing. So here are some of the moves not to make in marketing that date back to the past and shouldn't be with us in the present. Number one, trying to serve people en masse. So every person is unique and you need to cater to that fact. Gone are the days of blanket personalization. According to a 2017 report, almost half of customers surveyed said that they would likely be repeat buyers because of a personalized shopping experience. But
which is exactly what this problem is that we're talking about now.
Exactly. Like, you know, if they actually put just a little bit of thought into who their customers were, what was being shipped out, it's not like they just dumped in a diet bar at the counter, over the counter, right, into the bags over the counter. But this was actually for people who bought stuff online. So you could actually see the sizes that they bought. And there could have been a little bit more consideration here.
Yep.
But personalization doesn't just come down to addressing a customer by his or her first name when you want to send an email or something like that. There needs to be more to this.
Right. Or even during the purchase, we'll be sending you free Atkins bar. Would you like them?
Yeah.
And you put a tick, right? Then we'll send it to you.
Yeah. That way, at least, whatever promotional item of the week is or of the month is, you've actually opted in to receive those items.
Yeah.
But in this case, number one, it's just stop trying to serve everyone at one go. It's not going to be easy. Yeah.
You can't be all things to everyone.
Yes, exactly. Number two, putting ink on paper. What happens with most of the mail that comes to your house, talking about those leaflets, those brochures?
Oh, the leaflets. I thought you meant the bills.
I do the same thing. I bin them.
Me too.
Do you read it? Chances are you don't, right?
No,
right? You
never.
Just kind of toss it away. That's why experts are moving away from brochures and other paper marketing techniques. Print marketing is expensive, time-consuming, and often ineffective. Digital, on the other hand, can be fast, effective, and cost-efficient.
A couple of things. to that. And I think the reason that I throw away the paper-based ads is because I am seeing so many digital ads. You know, if I saw less digital ads, maybe I'd pay attention to the paper ones.
Okay. All right.
Just my two cents.
Number three, videos. Everyone's making videos today. You know, even if it's your product has nothing to do with, you know, not being visual, there is bound to be a video ad on you with like stock content and vague business words or, you know, like optimistic background music if you're selling something, you know, motivational or something like that. Everyone is going on video, on the video platform nowadays. And this is getting a bit too much for us. You know, we're being overexposed to these videos and some of them are really just overproduced. And as percentages go, 91% of customers that have watched a video about a product or service they care about. And if 9 out of 10 of your customers watch your videos, they need to get value out of the content they see. If not, they're going to just be put off, and that's going to affect their impression of your brand.
Yeah.
So if you're going to make a video, make sure, like, you know, there's thought into it, and it's actually worth your customers' time. Number four, creating promotional-only social media. Now, this is a pet peeve of mine. It's easy to lose customers because of social media, especially if you use it only to advertise. Now, what's the point of having an Instagram account or a Facebook account where there's no real interaction with your customers, but all you're doing is just putting stuff up there that you want to sell, stuff that you're just pushing and pushing and pushing, but there's no real interaction? And what makes your customers want to engage with you on that platform to begin with? You know, how do you keep them on and keep them engaged for the long term if you're not doing anything for them?
Or even if you're not selling a product of your own, but you're trying to sell a product for somebody else.
Yeah, so like influencers as well. You know, people follow influencers because they aspire to be like that person, or they find that person funny, or they're really intrigued by that person's personality or way of life. And then if that person is just, that influencer is just posting stuff about products and things that they want to push, then why bother following the person to begin with, right? So creating promotional-only social media, customers abandon brands that are overly promotional on social media, so just keep that in mind. Number five, moving away from email, something that email marketing is did, but the jury is apparently still out. Marketing your services and products by email can be quick, manageable, and cost-effective, and you could even reach new clients and keep existing ones by using email. So email is not dead. And I think Dell was one of the companies that did this quite successfully. They use a GIF-focused campaign via email, and their revenue increased by 109%.
Wow.
Just because they did it differently. You know, you don't have to send text-based stuff unless you've got good content. Right. But, you know, try and find new and exciting ways to make your emails create an X factor with your emails, and you know, email marketing could still do the job for you. And finally, failing to go beyond the basics. So when it comes to analytics, the more the merrier. You're probably already using some form of analytics to review your marketing efforts, but there are likely many techniques and metrics you're not yet putting to good use. Digital marketing is constantly changing. Like, I speak to the guys from Open Minds Resources every month, right? And we were just talking about how stuff that we spoke about in January this year is completely redundant today. You know,
wow.
That's how quickly digital marketing is changing, which means there are more analytics that you can put into your marketing strategy than ever before. Now, if you choose not to do any of these like six steps that I just mentioned earlier, that's fine. You know, just give it some thought, because although outdated marketing tactics won't be detrimental to your brand, they certainly won't be helping you either. So you might just be, you know, pouring money down the drain.
And save money and save time, right? If they're not effective for you anymore, stop it.
I mean, when you said you were going to do a story about outdated marketing tactics, the first thing that came to my mind was Mad Men and the way in which they marketed stuff back then and how they just didn't really care. It was just like, oh, we think this will sell if we do it this way. And
it's so different. I mean, you don't have to even go back to the era of Mad Men just 10 years ago, right?
Yeah,
before
sure.
online media took on, you know, it was so easy. You could control print, you can control radio, you can control TV. And that was it. And you could put your messaging down. There's, you know, that's it, right? There was just one way. And they rule, you know, these brands rule. But things have just changed completely.
There are still some brands that can rule newspapers and media outlets and whatever, remember?
That is true.
We need to take a break. Right, music coming up from, I'll talk to you in a minute. The Four Tops. It's the same old song. Up next, though, the final story of the day. Grab and Gojek drivers caught hacking their app over in Singapore. Naughty, naughty. We'll be right back. You are listening to Enterprise BizBytes on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.